Heading number 17, removal of the root cause of opinions. It is you who must know how to respond to the person who comes to you, whatever his inner intent, be it good or bad. Do not bother him if his prakriti, the innate nature, the non-self complex, is awkward and difficult. Just let him be. If you know that it is in his nature to steal, and you have been watching him steal for the last 10 years, you should trust him if he begs for your forgiveness. You can tell him that you do not have any bad or negative feelings towards him and that he has your forgiveness. But that is as far as you can go with such a person. You cannot afford to place trust in him or become involved with him. On the other hand, if you are to become his friend, then it would be wrong not to trust him. This is on page 63. Then it would be wrong to be suspicious of him based on your previous and prior opinions. Frankly, you should not associate with him at all, but if you do, you should not have any prejudice towards him. Just keep in mind that whatever happens is correct. Questioner, what if we still have a negative opinion about him, Dada? Dadashri replies, then you should ask for forgiveness. You must ask for forgiveness from whomever you have had a negative opinion about. Questioner, is it okay to have good opinions? Dadashri, do not give any opinion at all, and if you do, you must erase them. You have the necessary infallible tools at your disposal, and these are alochana, recall of the mistake, pratikraman, repentance for the mistake, and pratyakhyan, the resolution, the firm resolution never to repeat the mistake. Questioner, how do we get rid of our strong opinion, Dada? Dadashri replies, they will begin to disappear the moment you decide you want to be rid of them. If they are stubborn, you must work on them several hours a day. They too will disappear after you attain the self and become self-realized. You enter into Purushartha Dharma, the religion of the self, the true religion, the religion that calls for true inner endeavor, otherwise known as Purushartha. This dharma gives you extraordinary energies to overcome the most difficult of worldly obstructions. However, you must first realize the cause behind the obstacles and then do pratikraman for it. The most important thing is to protect yourself from forming new opinions. This is where you need to be most cautious. Nothing else matters. The awareness of the worldly life, sansar jagruti, tends to formulate opinions even before you see something or someone. These must be destroyed before they take root. You must exercise extreme caution with regard to opinions. Nevertheless, you will bind opinions, but they should be immediately destroyed. Prakriti, or the non-self complex, creates opinions, and Prajna Shakti, the direct light of the self, the liberating force of the self, destroys them. Prakriti will continue to bind opinions for some time, but you must keep erasing them. You here is Y capital, the self-realized one in Akram Vignan. Opinions are the underlying cause of all unrest and internal turmoil. We are on page 64. Questioner asks, how do we get rid of the opinions we have bound? Dadashri, To eliminate them, you must tell yourself or others that you have formed an opinion about this person and that the opinion is completely wrong and that you should not have any opinion about him. When you declare this to yourself, you will become free from it. Without pratikraman, your opinion will remain and you will stay bound to your faults. Opinions have formed the mind. I never have any opinion about anyone. My initial thought about a person when I first meet him never changes. If I catch someone stealing, I do not jump to the conclusion that he is a thief, because I am aware that it is his circumstances that lead him to steal. People would immediately label him a thief if they caught him stealing. They would not take his circumstances into account. To them, it would be immaterial whether or not he has a history of stealing or whether his circumstances have forced him to steal. I would only call a person a thief if he were a thief forever. My opinion about a person does not change once it is made. Until now, I have not changed my opinion about anyone. After you become self-realized, it is your obligation to make Chandulal, the relative self, pure. If the body complex could express its feelings, it would say, I was always pure. It is you who has contaminated me with your inner intents. I had neither bones, nor blood, nor pus. I was absolutely pure. You have defiled me to such a degree. Unless you make me pure as well, you will not attain final liberation or moksha.